You're listening to Lambs Media, sponsored by OnlySuperNews.com. Lambs Media is proudly sponsored by OnlySuperNews.com, news to make you feel good.
Good evening, hello to you all. I'm your host Kev Clark and welcome to week 16 of the Lambs Media Weekly Quarantine Podcast. I hope you're all well, and the idea behind these podcasts is to bring you new content including interviews and raise awareness of all competitions, challenges and content that can be found over this period. So coming up in tonight's episode then, we'll be recapping all the news since we had the last show last week. We'll hear from new signing Lyndon Meikle, and also we'll be speaking with Tamworth FC legend Willie Batchelor. As always throughout the show, make sure that you are active on the chat, and if appropriate I'll give you a shout out. I can see quite a few of you in the chat room already. Good evening to Josh and Sarah as always, and everyone else listening in. Huge game tonight in the Championship, the playoff final, and the score currently between Brentford and Fulham is Brentford 0, Fulham 0. 20 minutes played. I'll keep you up to date as the show goes on. So let's recap then. The current state of affairs is as we were last week, with a start date of the 19th of September, is still in place as far as we are aware. The club have listed their pre-season friendly schedule on the official website, and just pay attention to that because there have been a couple of alterations over the last few days. But of course, we start this Saturday away at Corn. We are, of course, planning to kick off the 2021 campaign on the 19th of September, but albeit without fans. Tamworth FC have been awarded a £500 grant towards the cost of becoming COVID compliant when crowds are allowed back in the ground later in the year. And you can see the full story for that on the official website. So last week I mentioned that head of senior football at the Lamb, Tom Bailey, hadn't ruled out further signings, and possibly audacious ones. And I can confirm that tomorrow, Tamworth FC will be announcing two signings, the first of which at 10 a.m. and the second at midday. So I'm sure both of these players will be welcome additions and add quality to what's already an exciting squad. Please stay tuned to the club's official channels for the news announcements at 10 a.m. and at midday. The FA has asked the county FAs to relax the requirement for clubs to play in the senior county cup competitions, which means that this season Tamworth will not necessarily have to compete in either the Birmingham Senior Cup or the Staff Senior Cup competitions. And given the current situation, you could understand that, and I don't think we even finished last season's competition, so that's probably a welcome break. News around the club this week is that the captain is back. Friend of the show and former Lamb stopper Mark Phillips has been appointed head of goalkeeping at the Boys Academy. So welcome back and congratulations to Mark. And in similar news, club captain Ryan Bezic has also joined the Academy coaching staff, and he'll be coaching the under-14s. The club have announced season ticket details for the forthcoming season. And details, full story, is available on the club's official website. Tamworth's women's team have started their pre-season brilliantly by winning 5-2 versus TNS behind closed doors. And also the women's development team beat Doveridge 6-0. So a fantastic start by both, and congratulations to them. And just a note as well, we've mentioned previously that Lambs Media also has voluntary vacancies, which include some photography roles and filming and editing opportunities. So if anyone out there is interested, please get in touch with us via media@thelambs.co.uk. So as you are aware, listeners, we've been having a series of Tamworth FC Legends interviews. In our first evening this evening, we'll be continuing this theme by playing the interview with Willie Batchelor. Caught up with him a couple of days ago, and this is what he had to say. Hi, Will. Thank you for agreeing to this catch-up. And I just wondered how you've been keeping, really. What are you doing with yourself nowadays?
Well, basically, I've run my own cleaning company. Talking about 15 years, I've been doing it now since I left Land Rover Solihull. Started doing carpet cleaning. And then from there, I just expanded doing other cleaning jobs. And now I'm actually doing a lot of kitchen deep cleans, fan extraction cleans in all different places, i.e. schools, colleges, restaurants, takeaways, clubs, you name it, I do it, mate. Anything what needs cleaning's got grease here, I'll clean it. So yeah, I've got a wide range of cleaning contracts what I do. So yeah, I've got quite a big client base at the moment, so it has been keeping me busy the last few years.
Yeah, I think especially at the moment with all the COVID related stuff going on, probably a lot of call for your kind of work, obviously with the emphasis on places, premises being clean.
Yeah, you'd think so, but it's stuttering at this moment in time. Obviously, I was just used to doing like sort of about 14, 15 jobs a week. I'm probably down to probably 6 or 7. Probably like before all this happened, you know, I had a real big client like base, but it just seems to be stopping and starting. But obviously the cleaning's got to be done at some stage, but obviously it depends on the clients and see what kind of work, you know, they've actually been going back to work at certain times. Some are going back, some are not. So it all depends on, you know, the actual clientele, on their basic, you know, how they're getting on really. But as I say, at the end of the day, I just take it day by day really, because it just changes. So obviously this time of year now, I'm doing schools and colleges, with the colleges being down for 6 weeks when the schools are down at the same time. So this is my busy period of the time. So yes.
Well, let's cast our minds back, shall we? It must be a distant memory now, Will. Making your debut for Tamworth under Paul Hendry and Andy Dwyer, away at Raunds Town, 1996. Mm. What do you remember about that day?
Nothing. Not much, mate. But, I mean, as you say, it's 20 years ago. That's probably over 20 years ago, so it'd be hard to remember my debut. I certainly remember that season, the first season, because obviously we went on to win the Bees and Midland. So, you know, I've got memories of certain games. I mean, I can't really tell you truthfully whether I remember my debut. All I know is that, you know, Tamworth had quite a good backing everywhere we went. And it was like probably the big guns really of that league. It's like a sort of sleeping giant type of thing. But I was glad to be involved in that. But obviously I can't remember the first game, but obviously there's other games what I do remember, because we actually won the league that season.
I think you played 58 times that season, so quite an impact. How did how did the signing come about to actually join Tamworth, and where did you play prior to joining Tamworth?
Well, it's a long story, mate. How long you got? I'll tell you what. When I basically with the Tamworth link, I mean, I played like round the Midland Con, which is like a level down from like sort of Tamworth. Played for Highgate for a period of time, King's Heath. Now it's all in the Midland Con at the time. And you're talking 20 odd years ago. So all the leagues have changed since that time. As I say, I worked my way up from sort of Highgate. Then I went to, so I was at Solihull Borough for a bit when they shared at the Moors. And then basically I played for Worcester City. I had a good game playing for Highgate. Worcester City spotted me. They liked what they'd seen. They were struggling at centre-half and they were struggling. Obviously, they was in the league above what Tamworth were in, the Midland. It was like a big jump for me. It was like two league jumps. And it was near the end of the season. It was like sort of February, March time. So it was like they wanted me for the rest of the season just to keep clear, because it was like sort of petering with relegation. And they brought me in. They liked what they seen when I played them in the cup, in the Worcester Senior Cup, I think it was, going back a few years. And basically, they signed me up from there when I was about 26, 27, and I had about 10 games from at the end of the season. I mean, I started well. I actually scored on my debut. I got man of the match a couple of times. So, you know, I had a good start with them. And then my hamstring went at the end of the season. But obviously with the games what I played about 7 or 8 games for them. They liked what they seen and they wanted to sign me the next season. But it was at Worcester, and Barry Tame was sharing at Worcester at the time. They had someone actually like watching the game when I scored on my debut. So basically they thought, who's he? And obviously they wanted some Midland-based players because they was going to be playing at Worcester. And they picked up a couple of the players from Barry. Barry was playing the following season there. So obviously they wanted some Midland based players. So obviously I did impress. They liked what they seen and I signed up for Barry because it was a chance of playing in Europe. That's what appealed to me more than anything else, because they had their own league, the Conica League of Wales. So basically I had a chance of playing in Europe. So that really sort of swinged it for me.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, yes. Mm-hmm. Right, well, you know, skip forward a little bit. We use the term fans' favourite far too often, really. To be fair, Will, I mean, most of the fans that saw you play that are listening to this podcast will know mm-hmm. what a fan's favourite you clearly were. Now, you went mm-hmm. on to make 150 appearances for Tamworth, scoring 21 goals. Mm-hmm. But what do you think really made Willie Batchelor and Tamworth such a good fit?
Well, basically, as I say, going back to the previous question, I mean, how I got involved in that basically, because I was playing in Wales. I mean, you got to remember that, like, Cardiff, travelling to Cardiff, like, every game was an away game for me. I mean, we had a couple of lads, like Paul Hunter was playing with me at the time as well. There's about three or four lads from Brom used to travel down. And, you know, it was a lot of travelling involved and stuff. And when I was actually playing in Cardiff, I mean, I had, like, sort of training. That's when I met Paul, to be fair, because Paul was, he was local for me. He was at Redditch at the time. And I just wanted to train with a local team because obviously I weren't going to travel to Cardiff every couple of days, you know, in the week to train. It was just too much for me with the shifts, what I was doing. So obviously I got to know Paul and he watched me train and whatever. And obviously he just sort of followed how I was doing, really. And then the moment was right at the time, doing all that travelling to Wales after a bit, you're thinking, this is too much for me. And then obviously Paul, I had a chat with Paul and I says, yeah, I'm looking to come back somewhere local. So we just come up with a deal and he just says, yeah, you know, we've got a place for you at Tamworth if you're interested. And I says, yeah, that's fine. I'll just try it. And obviously we sorted out a few things and it just seemed to fit. And it was the right fit at the time. And there was a few players who was there who I knew anyway. I mean, Dennis Mulholland, everyone knows him, Dennis. Mitch, he played for me in Wales as well. And there's a few, and Hunty as well. So, you know, it just seemed like I settled down straight away with the players and all the environments and what have you. And obviously it was local for me as well, so I didn't have to do so much travelling. So it was just ideal for me. So I think at that time, it seemed like the right move for me. So, I think that was the main reason anyway, because it was more local. And obviously with my work and the shifts, you know, I couldn't train as much as what I wanted to train. Obviously I trained with Paul and he was happy with what he's seen. So we just went from there, really. And then obviously I signed for Tamworth and then it just all went from there.
Gotcha. So what would be your favourite memories, really, or highlights from the time that you spent those four seasons or so at Tamworth?
You know what? I didn't even realise it was four seasons. I thought it was about three, really, to be fair. I mean, four, yes. I mean, it weren't a full season, albeit. But as I say, there's a few memories. I mean, like, obviously, lifting the Beezer Midland. I don't know if Tamworth's ever won it, but obviously, that's probably the best trophy at Note we've won for for quite a while. I think obviously it's well documented on the Vars win. But obviously with the connection I had with Tamworth, with the fans, the players and whatever, you know, it was a nice time and obviously lifting the trophy. Because obviously you work all season, don't you, to win the league. I think we only lost three that season. And obviously the FA Cup as well. That was a good memory as well, the FA Cup. Got to the first round proper. I mean, it's only like two. Well, I think they must have played over. I mean, it was like 4 minutes. It's supposed to be like sort of added injury time. And it seemed to be in the fifth minute. And they actually scored in the fifth minute. Obviously, was getting tired. And the league club, I think it was Exeter we played. Mm. And we got a bit tired at the end. And they sneaked one at the end, which was, it was a disaster, really. Because obviously, you know, you look at the FA Cup game, you're thinking of the next round because you're thinking they ain't going to score in the last minute. And obviously, it did happen. And we lost the replay. So obviously that's memories as well. Obviously, you know, we had a good couple of cup runs. We had West Brom in the cup. We won them 3-0. It's like their reserve side. I think that was in the Birmingham Senior. Right. And obviously the final as well. I don't forget that one. That was with Burton Albion. We had a couple of lads sent off. It was on a night game. The Lambs was rammed with fans. The atmosphere and everything was brilliant. And look where Burton are now. So, you know, it's a bit, you know, getting these memories back, you know, just like I do miss the times, but as I say, you've got to move on, haven't you, really? And I really enjoyed my time at Tamworth and especially the fans as well. You know, they always taken to me every time I went back there. So, fun memories.
What was it like, well, playing under Paul Hendry and Andy Dwyer? There must have been some great bits about that partnership, but also some not so good bits.
Yeah, it was like I don't know if you know, remember back in, I mean, obviously you probably wouldn't know. He's like a Cluffy and Taylor thing. It was like sort of Notts Forest back in the day. The Turvin Banks off each other, to be fair. I mean, Andy was a disciplinarian. He was like sort of, the training was really, really tough. Paul, he always talked constructive football. He always liked sort of listen to Paul. And obviously he's played pro before, so he knows a lot about the game. And as I say, Andy like was a good trainer. And obviously we had to work hard to actually win all the, well, say all the things with the Bees and Midland. You know, it was hard work. And we had a quality team, to be fair. So obviously, you know, it was like the cog in the wheel, really, to be fair. So, yeah, really, I enjoyed the time at Tamworth. And as I say, Andy and Paul, it was brilliant. It was actually brilliant to actually be manager of and whatever. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. Enjoyed every minute.
Great times.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, mate.
No, you carry on, Will.
Yeah, as I say, with Andy and that, you know, it was strict. I mean, we had a good laugh in the season as well. Every time we come to the last game of the season, the FA Cup final weekend, we always sort of went out somewhere with the lads and that, you see. So, obviously, you know, that was the togetherness with us, really. I mean, obviously, with Dennis, he was a right character. And there was a few other characters in the dressing room. We used to have our sing songs in the changing rooms. Obviously, the fans used to get involved as well. So, yeah, it was good times, mate. And as I say, you know, you never get them days back. It's just all memories now. So, yeah, I was glad he involved in all that, to be fair.
Fantastic, mate. Your final appearance was versus Crawley on the 9th of October, 1999.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, at the time, were you ready for a move, or would you like to have stayed at the Lamb a little longer?
Well, to be fair, I think I've done my time at Tamworth, because it was like, as I say, with the shifts, I was at Land Rover at the time, and it was a shift work, and basically it was like sort of trying to swap me shifts, or I used to miss training, you know, working like sort of, you know, I'm working 9 till 6:30 in the morning, and it was just difficult. I mean, I couldn't sleep on nights as it was, so, you know, I was having 4 or 5 hours sleep. I had to get training. I mean, the one time we played Ilkeston, I think, I had to follow the coach up in my car with all my Tamworth, like sort of, you know, with all my uniform, with Tamworth, the badges and what have you. And I had to like follow the coach after the game. I had to shoot off straight away, get back to work. Got back to the track about midnight. And I just couldn't, I just thought, you know, this is too much for me. And obviously the last season, it just faded out, really. And I know this weren't for me, really, to be fair, because, you know, with my work and all that as well, it just, you just feel drained, and you have to like go training. And I weren't getting no younger, to be fair. I mean, I was sort of early 30s at the time as well. So, you know, it's not easy. And I'd rather like sort of be able to train properly with everyone else. I don't really want to show myself up, not to train and whatever. It didn't seem right, and it didn't sit right. So I just chose to like sort of, you know, go at a lesser level, really, which was Chrissy Keogh, you know, Chrissy Keogh, who played with us at the time. He actually like sort of, I think he got a manager's job at Sutton. So he asked me if I was interested in coming over to train. And I says, well, yeah, I'll just give it a go, really. So, because I think the higher level you play, you have to be dedicated to training. If you're not, you know, I don't really want to be like sort of the kind of person to actually like be showed up, and, you know, you're not training. And you can see that on the pitch. But obviously, I haven't been training properly. I never done a pre-season in the last season I was with Tamworth. And I didn't really want to let myself down. So I thought, you know what, it's like the right time, really, to be fair. It was the right time to go. So, you know, I just made that decision. And I don't really regret it, because I had some brilliant years at Tamworth. You can always say you stay, really, can't you? And stay too long at a football club, and it can just stay on you. And I just thought, no, I just like, this is the right time to go. So I just decided to take a step down a level with what was going on at my work and whatever. So I was happy with that at the time. So, you know, it weren't really a good time to leave Tamworth. It was just sort of bad terms, really, to be fair, with Paul, because obviously he wanted me playing, and I just couldn't put the work in for training and what have you. It just too much for me. So in the end, I just decided to play at a lesser level and try to enjoy my football a bit more. So it wasn't as tough training-wise and travelling and what have you. It was more local. So that suited me at the time.
Yeah, that makes absolute sense. Now you've explained it. Do you still keep in touch with many of the lads that you played alongside back in those sort of three seasons or so at Tamworth?
Well, the only ones I speak to really are like probably the local lads, because obviously with Tamworth, the team what we had at the time when I was there, they're all over the Midlands really. So more of the local lads, Paul Hunter, who was best man at the wedding. Smudger, I see him quite a bit and speak to him on the phone. He's doing well at Tamworth, so try to get over and see him. I mean, I work a lot the weekends as well. So obviously I work around my clients because the cleaning game, you know, you're working all hours, weekends and what have you. So it's difficult sometimes to get over and see because he's been doing a good job at Tamworth. So I have to go over and see how he's getting on. And Mitch as well. The odd time, Dennis Mulholland. And the lads, to be fair, like Johnny Howard, Foyzy. I do, from time to time, you know, we pass each other on Facebook and a few messages here and there. But that's about it, really. But as I say, you know, it's his Facebook. You can keep up to date with what the lads are doing and what's happening, their birthdays, anniversaries and what have you, you know. So, yeah, it's I do contact them when I can, and obviously try to message them every now and again just to see how they're getting on.
Yeah, it's important sometimes just to take a step back from the busyness of life, isn't it? And to make sure that we reach out to people and keep in touch, really. It's so easy. You know, another week goes by and we haven't made the effort with somebody. So, yeah, it is important.
That's right, mate. That's right. So, yeah, I mean, I try to keep in contact. You know, sometimes you're always busy, but you always got to find time for your old friends or your family or whatever it is. There's always something happens and that's the only time you get together. But sometimes it's nice to speak to some of the old lads and go through some of the old games and whatever and have a few laughs and a few beers. We all say we're going to link up and have a few beers. Sometimes it don't happen. Sometimes it does. But as I say, it seems less and less and less. That's why, obviously, they have these, you know, these old players, you know, do's and stuff at the club and what have you to get everyone together, which is a good idea. So I try to make that if I can. But sometimes it's, you know, some people can make it, some people can't. But it's not for the want of trying.
No, no, definitely. And we've spoken about it on previous podcasts, actually, with the likes of Johnny Howard and David Foy. Just exactly what you've just said, really, about getting people together, and Mark Phillips as well. And just that's sure, you know.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
All these people we've spoken to in recent weeks, it's been absolutely brilliant getting their insights and their memories, just like yours today. And wouldn't it be great, Will, to get you all back down to the Lamb at the clubhouse or the sponsor suite and to have a good Q&A session and a bit of a knees up with the support?
A bit of a chin wag. Yeah, a bit of a chin wag. But as you say, with the fans and that, we had like a, you know, with the fans and that, really, I mean, I'd love to think they had a special relationship with the fans. I mean, you know, I used to get the songs going in the changing rooms and I used to do it in the clubhouse. And even when we used to train in a week, a couple of times a week, you know, I used to stop behind, used to play pool or whatever and have a little laugh and joke. And many times my missus had a moan at me going, oh, what are you doing? How come you've come home so late? It's like Tuesday night. This is, I'm coming home like 12 o'clock midnight. So you're only training till like half nine or whatever it is. How come you're taking so long to get home? And I'm thinking, well, you know what? Just have a few drinks with the lads and obviously the fans and that. You know, you just can't just shoot off home. You know, you got to integrate with the fans. And obviously, you know, it's that's what's good about the club at the time when we was there. Because we was, you know, if it weren't me, it was Smudger or it was like Dennis Mulholland. And we had that like sort of, you know, special relationship with the fans. And you know, long may it continue. I don't know if it happens now, but obviously it used to happen in my time. So, yeah, that's why I think, you know, they do appreciate it, what I've done for the club. And obviously, you know, I always give 100%. And fans do see that. And, I'm just glad to think that I've given some good time to Tamworth with the time I was here, being four seasons.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Like we said earlier in the chat, fans' favourite, definitely. I've had so many people that have actually asked me to try and get you onto the podcast, so I'm delighted that I've managed to pin you down. And we had a few gremlins, didn't we, Will?
I know, you're right there, mate. But as you say, it goes without saying. I mean, as I say, I enjoyed my time at Tamworth. I'm not just saying this. It's just like, it just felt like home to me. And the fans, every time I go to, I mean, say every time I go, I mean, the last couple of times I've been to the club, it's been quite a few years now. And I did go to, I think it was I think when we played Bromsgrove in the cup, one of my mates played for Bromsgrove, and I thought, you know what, I'll just pop down. It was at Bromsgrove, as it happens, and I think there was a good 300-400 Tamworth fans there. I think it was like the qualifying round of the FA Cup, and I went there, and it was just unbelievable, the response I got. I didn't really, you know, I weren't expecting it really, to be fair. Willie, and I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, what's going on here? So they all remember me. So, you know, I appreciate that the time when I was there, and they've always been good to me, you know. I ain't got a bad word to say about the fans, because they've always, like, sort of backed me every time I've gone back to the club. So, yeah, I've always watched for the results anyway, because obviously we'd smudge being there as well. I do watch out for the results and see how the lads are getting on. So I do try to get down there. As I say, it's just work commitment-wise and stuff. It's just got to be right for me to get down there, because obviously work does come first, but I'm just trying to get a bit of time to get down there. Obviously, we'd smudge it down there. It would help if I could get down there for a few games a season. But nothing guaranteed in this life.
No, it'll be great to have you back down there, along with Henry, you know, Andy Farrington in the clubhouse, getting the songs going again. That was I know he's
made good memories, mate. Good memories.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thank you very much for your time. And hopefully we will see you, when season does get underway and fans are allowed back, we'll see you down the Lamb at some point over this next season, Will.
Almost definitely, mate. As I say, I can't wait to get down there, really. But as I say, it's just it's waiting for the season to start, really, isn't it, really? I was hoping to get down before this season finished. But obviously with all this corona business going on, no one knows at the moment. So we'll have to wait and see. But you'll definitely be seeing me once the season starts. I'm going to see if I can get down there a couple of times a season if I can, but as I say, I'll try my best anyway.
Fantastic. And just forewarn the missus that you may not be home until, well, after midnight if it's a Saturday game, because you'll be held up talking to all those fans in the clubhouse.
Mate, all I do, I'll just turn my phone off. That'll be the job done.
In a pleasure.
All right then, mate.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, you take care.
Bye for now.
Okay, bye-bye.
And huge thanks really to Will for doing that interview with us. Just looking at the chat as I was listening back to that. A little bit quiet in there tonight, guys. How are you all feeling about the squad that's being assembled, and bearing in mind there's a couple of new signings being announced tomorrow as well at 10 a.m. and midday. Of course, getting underway pre-season in strange circumstances on Saturday away at Corn. Let's see what you're all thinking about that in the chat whilst the show continues. Catch up with the weekly quarantine quiz now. Well done to everybody who attempted last week's quiz based on the Lambs versus the Brewers, and congratulations go to Alan Fitzpatrick, DJT, L Gadsby and T Gadsby, who all achieved a maximum of 10 out of 10. Now, you can attempt our final quiz, our 20th quiz, which is titled First and Last. I'll pop the link into the chat, of course, but it is available on our official social media channels. Our next interview features Tamworth's right midfielder, attacking midfielder, Lyndon Meikle. And Stuart Jones caught up with him towards the end of last week, and this is what he had to say.
I'm joined by Tamworth's new signing, Lyndon Meikle. Hi, Lyndon. How are you keeping?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you? You all right?
Yeah, really good. Looking forward to the start of the season. I'm looking forward to things hopefully returning to some sort of normality. I'm sure you're probably in the same boat.
I mean, we're back in training, but, you know, we just want to use it at this point. We're looking at getting the season started. So, yeah, it's obviously a big delay, but the lads are ready to go from the looks of things. So, yeah, just ready for it.
Yeah, very, very encouraging signs.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, training has been quite intense. So, yeah, lads are definitely up for it.
Great. What we're not to hear.
Yeah.
So, first and foremost, congratulations to you on signing for the club. You officially signed for the club on the 15th of July alongside your former Ketcher in Town teammate Aaron O'Connor. How impressed have you been with the club's recruitment so far?
Yeah, it's really good, to be fair. I mean, the whole setup of it, it's going well. Andrew, he's been on our cases for quite a while, most of the summer, even into last season as well. It was quite eager to get us in. He stuck at it. It looks like the other players have brought in as well. Seem like very good signings. So, yeah, it's a few faces I remember from playing a couple of years ago, like 40 and that. So, they've got some really good players in. And yeah, it's looking really positive.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way when you look on the fans' pages and that sort of thing. I think everyone's impressed with the players we've signed, like yourself and Aaron and Liam Bateman, etc. And then the players we managed to retain as well. It's a really nice, looks like a really decent group, to be fair.
I think he's got quite a very good bunch, to say the least. Some very good attitudes as well. From the looks of things so far, there's no bad eggs. Everyone's already making those bonds on the pitch and off the pitch as well. I mean, since I've been in, I feel like I'm part of the team already. It's always a good sign for going forward to be getting promoted and such, because you know you need that togetherness, the players bonding with each other and that, and looking after each other on the pitch.
Yeah, it's very positive that, you know, like you say, if you're already feeling like somebody's been there a long while and getting integrated with the players, it can only, you know, prove to be a good thing on the pitch, can't it?
Yeah, it just makes you feel comfortable, makes you feel much more confident, just believing in each other and that. So, yeah, it's just good to just work with a good set of lads.
That's brilliant. So, as I mentioned, you played alongside Aaron O'Connor at Kettering, as you did with Liam Bateman and Nathaniel Rowe Turner. Is there anyone else in the current squad that you've played alongside during your career?
I mean, Tyrell, when I was at Barrow, he came training with us for a while, so played a few games with him just in pre-season. But I knew him from when he was at Notts County, being in Nottingham. Yeah. So I've seen him play, so I know he's always been a good player. And that's about it, I think. Obviously, like I've mentioned already, 40 from the other season, because I was playing centre mid when I was playing for Kettering, and when he was at Starbridge, he had some good battles.
Yeah.
Good little battle on the pitch. So yeah, he's a good player. I rate him highly. So yeah, look forward to playing alongside him and the other players also.
Yeah, I think we'd all echo that. He's the type of guy that leaves it all on the pitch, doesn't he? And doesn't leave anything off the pitch. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
No. So, taking you back to your early days, you began your career with your local team, Vernon Colts, before signing for Eastwood Town after a successful trial. You played alongside your brother Dion at the club, and you were under the management of Paul Cox, which, as we'll find out, is something that's happened on a couple of occasions. You spent a number of seasons with the club and helped the club gain two promotions, and when you left, they were in the Conference North. Tell us a little bit about those early days, if you would.
Obviously just being a younger lad playing local football, and there's an opportunity just to go to like a bigger club, really, Eastwood Town. And my brother was there, so my dad told me to go up and train with them. Ended up signing with them, going through like the youth team and playing with reserves. Just enjoying football at that age, just enjoying football, aren't you? And then just started building up through the ranks, going to the first team a few times, just come off the bench, and just literally I was there for quite a while, just literally working my way through, just like the slow process, but I got there in the end, started breaking through into the first team, started scoring goals, and yeah, that's when, you know, we started succeeding, started going up the leagues, doing well in the FA Cup. So yeah, it was a good experience. I think it was good for me, for building my career from the ground up, so to speak.
Yeah, no, they are good stories, aren't they? Like you say, when young lads play up the league ladders almost, and
yeah, that's exactly what it was.
So is your brother still playing at the moment, Dion, or is he?
He said, I think he's been saying for the past 2 years he's going to quit football. He's going to quit, but I think he's apparently just signed for Corn. I think we need to speak to him. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's our first pre-season game, so I might be playing against him again, which he's not going to. Yeah, so
at least you'll be able to speak to each other on a Saturday after the games, or, you know.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So
trade information and whatnot.
Yeah, so have a laugh with him when we batter him.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yeah, we hope so. We're better now.
Moving on to you signed for Mansfield Town, which at the time were one step higher in the Conference Premier. You spent three seasons with the club, and during the second season, you gained promotion to League Two, winning the division as champions. How good a feeling was it to get promoted to the Football League and then subsequently play in the Football League?
As a footballer, I mean, for me, coming through the ranks, I didn't start at any academies or anything like that. So starting through the ranks, obviously, you should really aim to be making it as a full professional footballer in the Football League. So, I mean, if you're not, then I don't know why you're really playing the game, you know. So, obviously, it's a lifelong accomplishment to finally do it. So, and obviously, I can say that I've done it in respect to the hard way without nicking a move anywhere from when I was younger. So, I did it the hard way. I got there in the end, and very proud of it.
Yeah, no, definitely. I looked actually that season that Mansfield did get promoted as champions, 2012-13 season. Say you won the division, and it was the same season Newport won the playoffs, and certain Aaron O'Connor was in that Newport team, wasn't he? So we've got some decent pedigree with promotion. With you guys and that, sir.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, in non-league, I think we've both done pretty much most you can do in non-league, really. So yeah, I mean, you'll see anyway when you see us playing and that, and you'll see what we bring to the team. So hopefully it's going to be a good season.
Now we look forward to it. So moving on from there, you went to York City again in League Two, played a season there before spells with Macclesfield, Alfreton and Barrow, as you mentioned. There's a loan spell at Southport as well. But in 2017-18, you signed for Quetta in Town, and at the time were in the Southern League Premier Division. What do you remember during those spells, and what made you decide to move to Kettering?
As you can tell, I mean, I'm from Nottingham, so I was up in Macclesfield, from York. I was in Macclesfield, Southport, and then Barrow. I was just spending a lot of time away from home. It's just a lot of travelling, and it just takes its toll on you. So, obviously, I mean, Kettering is still just over an hour, but in respect to Southport Barrow, it was quite close. So I just wanted to get home. I just wanted to just be around my family again and friends, and I started to lose the love for the game a little bit. Fell out of love with the game a little bit. So I just wanted to be back at home, sort of play part-time again, get myself working and just get myself focused again, just set up a whole new focus, which I have done. And, you know, it worked out well, and, you know, we've done well with Kettering, that's why I stayed there for 3 years. I really enjoyed it there.
No, look, as you say, it was a successful spell with Kettering, and during the 2018-19 season, you guys won the Southern League Premier Central, which is actually the last club to do that, with the expunge of the season last season. What do you think it takes to win it? Well, you know what it takes to win the division. What do you think it takes to win the division?
Every single game counts. Every single player counts. You've just got to go right to the end. I mean, I remember there was a spell through the winning season. I think it was about 2 months, and we literally won games in the final 10 minutes of the games. Literally, we might have been behind by a goal or something, or just level pegging, and then, you know, last 5 minutes we'll pop up with two goals or something. And you know, that just goes to show, you know, you just go right to the end. No one gives up, you know, you just keep going. And that's what I did. Everyone played their part. Literally, even the guys that weren't really playing at the start of the season came in later on in the season. Even Reese Honus, as you know, he was a very key part, but at the start of the season he wasn't really playing much. And by the end of the season he was banging goals left, right and centre. So, yeah, literally everyone's accountable for it.
Yeah, I suppose it's like you say with that, it's the never say die attitude, isn't it? Playing right to the death and, you know, not knowing what you're beating, I suppose.
Yeah, literally there was times where I thought, well, this game's over, and then someone pops up, whether it's myself or someone else or something, and, you know, that just goes from either, you know, losing some points out or, you know, getting all three. It's a difference. And then when it goes to the end of the season, you know, last final games, that's where it matters.
Yeah. I recall that season. It was our first season at this level. And the first season, from our point of view, didn't go particularly well. nearer the bottom end. But I seem to recall towards the end, Kettering did win it relatively, or it did look, certainly at the end of the season, it looked relatively comfortable. There was a fair few points in it, weren't there?
But even still, I think it was Starbridge were very close to us. And I remember it was a game, it was against Starbridge, and I think it was a must-win game. And there was a lot of pressure on us. And then we had a lad on loan, Tom Knowles, I think, from Cambridge. He come in, scored. And this is what I mean, just one little thing, comes in, scores a free kick. And then I think that sort of killed Starbridge's momentum. And then we just went on to, I think after that, they may have lost about one or two games after that. And then that's where the gap came. But there you go, that goes to one free kick in the last 10 minutes of the game. Because I think there was 1-1 or something, I think, or 0-0 or something. So, yeah, literally. So, yeah, everyone's accountable. Everyone's involved. It takes everyone. Just like you said, just never die attitude.
No, that's right. Yeah, I think Toro White's got to be thankful for one of those defeats for Starbridge towards the end. We beat them right at the death in one of the games, couple of games before the end of the season, like 93rd minute winner.
Wow!
So, they had a bit of a bit of a rocky spell towards the end, didn't they? And that's perhaps why.
But I think that literally stopped. I think that started from when we beat them, because I think they were never a chance of winning it, and then when we done that after that, they sort of crumbled a little bit. So it just goes to show, you know, every single game counts. It could be, you know, around Christmas time, anything. You know, every single game counts. So no matter who you're playing, bottom of the league, top of the league, whoever.
Yeah. No, that's why you've got to get as many points as you can get, and never take anybody lightly, as you say.
Yeah, definitely.
So as we mentioned, you signed for Tamworth last month. A lot of the supporters will remember you from your time with Mansfield Town and York City during the Conference Premier. Tamworth in the Conference Premier. How did the move to Tamworth come about, and what can the supporters expect to see from yourself this season?
Well, you know, after we won the league with Kettering, Andrew, I've known him for a very long time. He's my brother's mate, so he was on mine and Aaron's case like throughout the whole season, and we was close to signing then, but because we've just won the league, I wanted to stay, just give it a good crack with Kettering, because obviously we just got promoted to see how we get on. Obviously, it wasn't a great season. So I stayed there. And then obviously throughout the season, obviously because we wasn't having a great season, he was still trying to get us in. I was like, look, I'm just going to stay with the team. I'm quite a loyal player. I always try it. I don't like to duck out to other teams through the season. And then come end of the season, I was just like, I do fancy, even before the season finished, I knew I was going to leave Kettering. And obviously, Tamworth is always up there with somewhere I'd fancy going. So, and then obviously, after with all this that happened and whatnot, we finally got it sorted out. And then, we got the deal sorted. What was the question, sorry?
What can the supporters expect to see from yourself this season?
I'm sure the fans have seen me play against Tamworth over the years. So, I'm just passionate. I'd love to win. Hate losing. Work hard. Make sure my teammate next to me and behind me is working hard also. But also just try and enjoy it all at the same time as well, because that's what it's all about. Enjoying the game for the players, for the fans. You know, make sure they enjoy it as well. So, you know, but ultimately we need to win. And then we enjoy it, because I know what it feels like to be in a relegation battle throughout the whole season, Kettering last season. I know what it's like to be in a title race the season before, and it's much better when you're up there. It's much more enjoyable, and that just comes from hard work and grafting for each other over, you know, looking good and losing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's I'm not just sort of saying this, but I recall the days when you was at Mansfield, and I always thought, wouldn't mind seeing you play for Tamworth at some stage, and I'm sure the fans are, like I say, will remember you from those times, and also with Kettering more recently. So finishing off, is there a message that you'd like to pass on to the Tamworth supporters?
I'm like, I'm happy to be in. Hopefully we're gonna my ambition's to win the league, literally, is just to come in. I want to win the league again. I've done it before, so hopefully I can deliver, or we can deliver on that plot, and hopefully you're gonna have a very enjoyable season, and we can have a drink at the end of the season next summer with the trophy.
Yeah, let's hope so. Let's hope we're not social distancing by that point as well, so we can so we can really, really enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
But no, it is good, isn't it? Like you said, we've got a cluster of players that we've retained from last season who, you know, in another year would potentially have gone on to win the title, and then we've got people like Elf, Aaron, Nathaniel as well, who've won the title as well. So it's a really, I think, a really good mix of players who have all, you know, have all got to, you know, they all pull in the same direction, want to achieve the same goal.
Yeah, it's good. I think, like you say, the group we've got, everyone's got their own little history in football, and they know how to win it, they know how to do it, they've been there, they've done it. So, you know, pulling that all in together, should be a good formula for success.
Yes, very encouraging.
Yeah.
So, Lyndon, top man, appreciate your time, and look forward to seeing you in the Red of Tamworth very, very soon.
Yeah, likewise. Can't wait for it. Looking forward to it.
Thanks very much.
Nice one.
Ta.
And huge thanks really to Lyndon for getting involved. It sounds like a really exciting signing. I've seen Lyndon play against Tamworth a few times, and I'm sure most of you have. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that one. I hope that everybody has enjoyed this week's podcast. Sadly, that is the end of the show for this week. Thank you very much for listening and getting involved. So that's it for another week. Please join me back here next Tuesday at 8 p.m. for more interviews and news. And until then, on behalf of everybody at Tamworth FC, stay safe, stay alert, control the virus, and save lives.
Russell, your mom's in the ball. Pass it to Mava, then we'll have a goal.